Why does the same traffic jam crush you one day but barely register the next? The answer reveals something profound about how we experience reality itself. Our reactions to life, whether facing rejection, criticism, or crisis, depend not on what's happening to us, but on our mental state when it happens. In a low state of mind, minor setbacks feel catastrophic. A missed basketball shot becomes proof we're terrible athletes. A rejected pitch convinces us we're failures. Yet in a high state of mind, these same challenges bounce off us like water off a raincoat. We brush off mistakes with ease and maintain enthusiasm despite obstacles. What changes isn't the circumstance, it's the lens through which we view it. Think of your mind as a roller coaster, naturally fluctuating between peaks of clarity and valleys of confusion. This is simply part of being human. The problem? When we're in those valleys, we desperately search for escape routes. Alcohol, endless scrolling, avoidance, anything to stop the discomfort. Athletes don't want the ball. Salespeople avoid making calls. We overthink everything, creating mental clutter that drags us even lower. Here's the liberating truth. Nothing needs fixing. Recognizing that low states are temporary and normal allows them to pass naturally, like clouds moving across the sky. Mental attacks follow a predictable pattern. Doubt plants questions about your abilities, small seeds growing into forests of uncertainty. Distortion twists truth into lies, disguised as your inner voice, belittling you from within. This breeds discouragement, where pessimism seeps in. We don't quit because life is hard. We quit because we believe internalized lies. Distraction pulls you toward anything except what matters. Social media becomes a comparison trap. Busyness replaces purpose. As the saying goes, if the devil won't make you bad, he'll make you busy. Finally, division creates separation from yourself, from others, from connection. The Greek word for anxiety literally means to divide, explaining why anxious moments feel isolating. Here's what changes everything. These negative thoughts aren't self-generated. No one voluntarily chooses thoughts that sabotage their dreams. Your brain is hardware where thoughts get downloaded, not where they originate. Recognizing this external source is the first step toward winning the mental battle. Trust counters doubt, and it's only a thought away. When doubt whispers, choose trust instead, in yourself, in supportive people, in something greater. Every addiction recovery program acknowledges this truth. Willpower alone isn't enough. Seeds of doubt will always arrive, but you control whether they take root or get replaced by trust. To counter distortion, talk to yourself instead of listening to yourself. Dr. James Gills completed 6 double Ironman triathlons, the last at age 59, by mastering this principle. When he listened to himself, he heard every reason to quit. By talking to himself through positive affirmations, he found encouragement to continue. Write your negative thoughts on one side of a page, then write encouraging truths to speak back when those thoughts appear. Gratitude elevates your mood, performance, and relationships. You can't be stressed and thankful simultaneously, making gratitude a powerful antidote to anxiety. Daily thank you walks prepare your mental garden for whatever comes. Love counters division and unites what fear tears apart. Michael Jordan's legendary performance came from his love of competition. He was so absorbed in the battle that fear had no power. As Luciano Pavarotti explained, what appears as discipline is actually devotion. When you love what you do, discipline follows naturally. Your mental state, relationships, and performance stem from one fundamental truth: oneness versus separateness. When you feel connected to yourself, others, and something greater, you experience clarity, confidence, and love. When you feel separate, you experience fear, doubt, and mental clutter. Oneness feels like home. Separation feels like being lost. Mental health struggles always correlate with isolation and disconnection, never with excessive positive thinking. Looking inward helps you remember your connection. Looking outward, focusing on circumstances, comparisons, others' negativity, makes you forget this truth and believe the lie of separation. This pattern explains everything. Narcissism stems from deep separation and trauma. Transformative relationships heal through restored connection. Championship teams speak of love and sacrifice. Pressure occurs when we believe external factors can affect us. Perfectionism intensifies when we tie identity to performance, believing poor results make us unworthy. This creates exhausting striving because we constantly need external praise to feel valuable. Every test becomes a judgment of our worth, all results of feeling separate rather than whole. Your brain functions as an antenna, tuning in to different frequencies of thought. Negative thoughts create a downward spiral. Your antenna receives more negativity, explaining depression's grip. Positive thoughts tune you higher, strengthening your antenna to receive more positivity. Like radio stations broadcasting simultaneously, you choose your frequency. Positive stations offer faith, love, and hope. Negative ones broadcast fear and doubt. To discern truth from lies, know truth so well that falsehoods become obvious, like counterfeit experts who study genuine currency, not fakes. Everything has real and fake versions: money, friendships, food, even gods. Evil cannot create, it only imitates and corrupts. The enemy excels at deception, convincing us that imitations satisfy our deepest needs. We fill our emptiness with counterfeits that leave us endlessly seeking more. Destructive choices create separation. Infidelity typically begins with doubt and distortion, leads to discouragement or distraction, and culminates in division. These choices wound our soul, creating shame and guilt that drive further separation. Like rain revealing leaks in a house, life's storms expose hidden cracks in our foundation, moments that can either break us or strengthen our core. The greatest gap in the world is between knowing and doing. Begin tuning to a higher frequency by trusting and speaking truth daily. When fear arises, pause and say, "I trust." Make time each day for prayer or meditation. Start with gratitude, express awe, repent for falling short, ask for guidance, and receive love. Write down common negative thoughts, then counter them with words of truth and encouragement. Take every thought captive. When entitlement creeps in, focus on appreciation. When fear arises, remember that love casts it out. As you walk this path through trust, prayer, and gratitude, you'll unite, feel presence, and receive love. This reveals your wounds so they can heal, often painful initially because open wounds need attention. Many avoid this process fearing pain, mistakenly seeing it as the source rather than understanding it's revealing wounds for healing. As you heal through love and forgiveness, you become one with something greater. In oneness, you experience connection, power, peace, joy, and confidence. Love flows naturally. You become its source rather than seeking it. Fear loses its grip when love moves through you. You matter because your eternal soul matters. Your grandmother's meal may be gone, but the love she made it with exists forever. What you create matters less than the love you put into it and who you become. Choose connection over separation, trust over doubt, love over fear, and watch your world transform from the inside out.